welcome back to the Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. About 46 minutes past 10, so about 15 minutes till the top of the hour. But we've been talking for about 45 minutes about some hockey, wrapped up the Olympics just because that's, I guess it's over with. It's kind of sad, but, you know, we love talking hockey nonetheless. But I guess there is a transition period. And I know we talk about, it feels like we talk about this every week, but there's a lot more fodder for this argument now. Either way right now, because here's one that happened. John Tavares for Team Canada getting an injury. And, well, it's kind of, let's just say that the New York Islanders general manager isn't too pleased. I have the article in front of me. He says that it's quote-unquote a joke that the IIHF and International Olympic Committee can use NHL players without reimbursing the teams when they get hurt. The commissioner has yet to comment on that, and he's yet to commit them to the 2018 Olympics on the other hand. And, you know, that opens up the debate on whether or not he should. But more quotes from Snow. This is probably the biggest reason why NHL players shouldn't be in the Olympics. It should just be amateurs, and it could have happened to anyone. It could just happen that we lost our best player. He goes on to say that, you know, who's gonna pay my fans for season tickets now? You know, if my best player is not going to show up, what reason do I have to go? You know, what reason do they have to go to the games? So we'll start with you, Andrew. Does Mr. Snow have a beef?
Yeah, this is a great argument. I mean, if you don't know, John Tavares was a finalist last year for the Hart Trophy, the MVP of the National Hockey League. And for the rest of the season, it brings the Islanders, who are already out of it, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, unfortunately, after making the playoffs last year, you know, it determines what they do for the rest of the season, whether they trade Thomas Vanek or not now that, you know, you don't have your best player in John Tavares. And it's going to, yeah, fans aren't going to come and watch a team that's bad without their best player.
You really can't argue with Snow. I mean, he's made so many good points. You know, allowing this, saying it is a joke, and no one has, you know, stepped up. Who's gonna pay my fans? You know, it's true. But now it's more so, you got to look at his job as, is he gonna just go on a full fire sale with the Islanders? Because now they're out and they're losing their best player, and they know that, you know, fan base is gonna drop. And he makes so many good points, because of, you lose players for the regular season, and then that actually hurts your team. And it's not fair, you know, for you to have, a two-week period where you get to represent your country and then come back and you're done because of, you know, poor injuries. And it's rough, but, you know, he makes so many good points that you can't really help but not argue with the guy.
Yeah, quote-unquote, a lot of people pay to see John play. It wouldn't matter if we were 10 points clear of a playoff spot or 10 points out. This is really upsetting for him, and, you know, he's very right to bring that up. But do you have anything to add, Eric?
Well, the only argument that I have with Snow is I didn't even know that the Islanders had fans, so I think that's something. But
shots fired.
But, yeah, it's I think he does have an argument, because John Tavares is their one, on a bad team, it's their one drawing point. So for a team, and for other teams, I think, like Paul Martin, the injury of Paul Martin, who's out a month for the Penguins, that's going to really hurt them getting the one seed in the East. And for Henrik Zetterberg, I think he's out 8 weeks, and that's going to hurt Detroit's chances of making the playoffs. So these injuries do hurt the teams, whether it's drawing fans or making the playoffs.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hang on, let me try something here.
Oh boy, what are you doing?
Shots fired.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, we finally got it working now.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful. I love it. Oh gosh, I learned new things about this board every day.
Oh yeah, we had this last year. I love that board.
But I didn't know how to do that last year. That is beautiful. I love it. But I guess one of my main arguments against Mr. Snow is that a player can get injured in any game, not just an Olympic game, not just a playoff game, not just an All-Star game, but a regular season game as well. If I guess there's no, the same argument isn't being made if Tavares just falls in the middle of a, you know, just any regular game. He's like, oh, we should have less regular season games because my player fell. I guess that's the only argument I have against him. Granted, it's a little fallacious. I'll grant you that. But kind of, I already alluded to it. The big implication for this is next season or next Olympic season in 2018. You know, Gary Bettman is still kind of juggling with the question of whether or not to send these athletes, his, you know, Olympic athletes to, you know, to the Olympics. And so we'll start with you, Andrew. What do you think Gary Bettman should do in response to that question?
Anything that's good for hockey is good for the NHL, in my opinion. I think players should play in it. If they don't, it would be like the junior tournament. It'd be like the World Juniors. Not a lot of people will watch it, I think. Maybe, you know, if U.S. is in it at the end. But you know, Alexander Ovechkin said that he might go and play in Russia because he wants to win a gold medal. He might go and play in Russia instead. And you might see a lot of European players do that, go play 1 year in the KHL so they can be eligible to play in the Olympic tournament in 2018.
And that brings up a very valid point. Does Gary Bettman want one of his most marketable players to just up and leave? How about you, Cole?
Ding, ding, ding. It's all about the market, and he needs to realize the reason why the United States and every other Olympic hockey team is so powerful, and the reason why it's one of the most watched sports in the Olympics is because of who's playing in it. And they're all, they're like, the main stars are all in the NHL. And it's hard to say that you don't want them playing because, of course, injury plays a huge role in that. And not only is that the biggest thing, but at the same time, you know, you lose tiredness and, you know, they come back afterwards and, you know, they could start the season off sluggish and it hurts teams a little bit, I feel. But at the same time, the market is based off of who's playing in the NHL. And, of course, if you see, you know, the United States making it to the semifinals, how they did in 1980 with just a bunch of college kids, that's something to look forward to, and you will have a huge fan base watching that. But besides that, you really won't, because the main stars won't be able to play. And yes, a lot of European players might go back over to, you know, to their main country just for one season, only to win that gold medal. And if that's what it takes, you know, some players will do that, and it will actually hurt the market way more than it will help.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Round us out there, Eric.
Yeah, you'd rather lose a player for a few weeks or for the rest of the season after the Olympics than lose multiple players for the whole year. But I think they need to send the players because when people watch the Olympics and they watch hockey, they're like, oh, okay, this is great. I love hockey now. I'm going to watch some NHL games. That helps the NHL. So, like Andrew said, any hockey helps the NHL, which I don't know particularly if Gary Bettman cares that much about losing his players because he's willing to lock out the NHL multiple times and not get any money. So I think they should send him because it helps them in the long run, even if they lose one or two players. But I think this move is all about Gary Bettman and what he wants to do.
Yeah, you're bringing up something that I really align with, Eric, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Gary Bettman is a businessman, and he's treating the NHL like it's a business. But, you know, tying that into what all three of you guys have said, your job as NHL commissioner is to further the sport, not necessarily the NHL. Granted, you know, sometimes the NHL is a very good vehicle for that, but as the commissioner, you want to spread the game. You want it to be played in every pond, every indoor skating facility. And just with, if you don't let your players play in the Olympics, which is one of your greatest marketing events, I mean, maybe not necessarily an exclusively marketing event, but again, players get injured in every game. If he gets injured playing in the Olympics, you can bet that Tavares doesn't matter that he gets hurt. If it's in an Olympic game or if it's in a regular season game, he gets hurt playing a game he loves, as far as the players are concerned. But you have something to add, Eric?
Yeah, when you watch the Olympics this year, I think two or three times a game you saw a commercial for Wednesday Night Rivalry Night on NBC mm-hmm. Sports Network.
Oh, yeah.
Which those random people that are watching the USA hockey game because they're cheering for the USA, they see that Wednesday Night Rivalry Night, and they're like, okay, maybe I'll tune on Wednesday night and watch hockey, which helps the NHL, which I don't – Gary Bettman Ben seems to only care about the NHL, so if it helps it, then he should want to send his players there.
And you know, for NBC, who's calling those games? It's Eddie Olczyk and Doc Emrick. It's the NHL guys. It's, you know, Jeremy Roenick. It's Mike Milbury. It's Brian Imblom. It's all the NHL guys calling it.
Not to mention the fact that they also get so much high marketing in jersey sales, in posters, in, you know, promotion for every single event. It's really just a positive for the NHL because of every bit of the market goes up because of the Olympics. And it starts with, you know, it starts there and it slowly works its way up. And the market just stays so high afterwards that it just, it goes straight up until the playoffs start. And then playoff contention starts and you have that now working for you in your favor. So it's just, it's a giant market mix that you cannot lose.
And Cole, you're right on jersey sales. Seth, you told me a couple weeks ago you wanted an Oliver Ekman-Larsson Sweden jersey. You know, you're not going to want a Sweden jersey from a kid that's not an NHL player.
No, I got a Ryan Miller jersey sitting in my locker right now.
It's funny you guys bring up jersey sales. I remember prior to the TJ Oshie shootout, TJ Oshie's jersey for the U.S. was about $800. I haven't checked the price after the game, but I'm sure it's definitely higher. But this is definitely a great opportunity for the NHL. And I guess it's my hope that they do send it over to 2018.
I hope they do.
Do you know how many TJ Oshie jerseys that the Blues have probably sold in the last week? It's ridiculous. If TJ Oshie was on the Penguins, I would go out and buy a TJ Oshie jersey right away. It helps the NHL so much, and I don't think Gary Bettman realizes it, that it helps him that much.
And next year, in 2018, the Olympics is in South Korea, where hockey is not big. You know, you can branch out hockey to an entire country? You know, think of that, Gary Bettman.
It's going to be based off of sales, and it's going to be based off promotion, and especially with it being in South Korea, you get to expand hockey even more, which is just phenomenal to hear. But, you know, and that's something that I think everyone wants to hear, is because, of, you know, it's such a good sport that you want it to expand out further than just the Eastern European countries and the United States and Canada.
Yeah, one thing that Barry Melrose on ESPN said today, that he thinks that Gary Bettman will maybe decide, like, Olympics to Olympics. So, like, in South Korea, where there's not that much of a fan base, he thinks that Gary Bettman might not send his players there. But say it's in, like, America or Canada or somewhere, or Europe, then he'll send his players there. They'll just kind of be, like, pick and choose your Olympics.
It just feels like if they do that, it'll slowly decline to just being straight players from the country, not from the NHL.
Well, I want to poke a hole in your argument right there, Eric. Gary Bettman claiming the players are his players. I'm not so sure the owners of the NHL would be too kind on hearing you say that, but we're kind of running out of time for this segment. But again, I love that we bring up this debate. I think this debate always brings up some questions. But again, on the other side of the break, we'll get to the NHL talk. We're almost on top of the hour, so again, we got this next half dedicated almost solely to NHL. But on the other side of the break, again, we'll get to talking NHL. We'll talk standings. But thank you. You're listening to The Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone.